Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. Get ready to pedal through an electrifying adventure on today's episode of Virginia is for Laughers. Our guest today is Burgess, the visionary behind Burge e-bike tours. It all began in 2019 with a simple ride on Skyline Drive that sparked a passion for sharing the thrill of e-bikes with others. Fast forward to 2021, and Burgess launched a unique touring experience that combines the freedom of biking with the beauty of the Shenandoah Valley. Whether you're coasting along country roads or sipping wine at local vineyards, Burgess has crafted unforgettable tours that blend scenic views, adventure, and relaxation. Tune in as we explore the world of e-biking and discover what makes these tours a must-try for locals and visitors alike. Welcome to the show, Burgess. It's great to have you on today.
Thanks for having me, Dawn.
Oh, this is so exciting. We are actually in your driveway.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we've got my trailer full of bikes, full of electric bikes behind us, and they're all ready to go for this weekend.
Oh my gosh, yes, it's Tuesday right now. When we drop this, it'll be on a Wednesday, so people will be able to look at your website in the future to find out what tours you're offering, and we'll get into all of that here in just a few moments. So I'm excited to get to find out more about your story and what you have to offer. It has been quite a ride since 2019. That was just a year before the pandemic.
Right, yeah, it has. It's been 5 years since then, and so I guess I can. In 2019, I bought my first electric bike just for my personal use, and I took it up on Skyline Drive and really enjoyed it a lot. And I thought to myself, "Wow, these electric bikes make it really accessible to a lot more people than used to ride up here. I mean, you have to be a Lance Armstrong, put on your tights and your jersey to be able to ride on Skyline Drive before, but now with these electric bikes, it really makes it a lot more accessible to a lot more people.
Yeah, I think we have one of the bikes right here to your right, which would be the listener's left, laughers left.
Hey laughers, Tisha here. You know what goes great with this podcast? Free Popsters gourmet popcorn. We're so excited to sponsor this podcast, highlighting some of the most wonderful people in the Shenandoah Valley. To show our love for you laughers, we're giving you 15% off today at prepopsterous.com. That's prepopsterous.com. Use promo code LAUGH15.
Yeah, how old is that bike? Where do you get these things? Well, are they expensive? Tell me about this.
You can find them in all different price ranges. You can find cheap ones from China for $500, and they go all the way up to really expensive, high quality mountain bikes, cruiser electric bikes. You can $6,000-$8,000 you can pay for them. The ones I have, I felt like the reason why I bought these was because the company had really good customer service, and it was a good quality bike for the money. And so I purchased these bikes for about $1,200-$1,300 a piece. They've been good so far.
That's good. How many do you have?
I have 18 of them.
Okay.
Yeah. So after I decided that I wanted to kind of make a business out of it, I took a chance and I had my original one, and I bought 10 or 11 additional ones. And so I wanted to be able to take 10 riders on tour with me, on Skyline Drive with me. Mm-hmm. And so I had 12 bikes total. And then, do you mind if I just get into a little bit of the
Absolutely,
history?
Okay. Go for it.
Well, so then I started in 2021. I got my website. I was able to have people book on the website, And so my big idea was I would take people up on Skyline Drive, show them the sights of Skyline Drive, stop at all the overlooks along the way.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was just kind of a 10 to 15 mile up and back tour. And that's what it was. It was a lot of fun. I didn't get as many customers as I had hoped for. And I definitely lost some money on the first year. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of thought to myself, you know, what can I do here? And just to kind of, I wanted to figure out what people wanted to do on these bikes because they're really fun. People mm-hmm. enjoyed it. The big problem with Skyline Drive was that it had way too much traffic. And mm-hmm. so it wasn't relaxing. It wasn't mm-hmm. as relaxing as I had hoped. You know, the people really enjoyed the views, but you had to be more of a serious bike rider, and mm-hmm. you had to be comfortable riding on the road with a lot of vehicles passing you. And so I didn't get quite as many customers as I had hoped. And so I thought to myself, well, you know, people like to drink wine.
Yes, I can attest to that.
let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can do. So I kind of did some research. I wanted to find a little bit of a kind of a cluster of wineries around here, and I found a cluster in Shenandoah County, and so I took another chance, and I said let's map out a route to some of these wineries in Shenandoah County, and I did that. I did it on my computer and mapped out a route. Took a test drive myself on one of my electric bikes, and it's about a 20-mile.
I was going to ask how long. Okay.
It's about a 20-mile loop route that I do, mm-hmm. and we start at Edinburgh Mill in the town of Edinburgh, and we start out right after lunch. We get on the bikes and go under the interstate, and we stop at we've got four options, but we have time to stop at three so we stop at three establishments for about 45 minutes each, which gives enough time for people to sit and relax and enjoy a glass of wine mm-hmm. or get a little flight of wines and kind of do their own little tasting. And we, most of our customers, you know, some people say, oh, it's, you know, it's too risky to drink wine and ride a bike. And, actually some of my family said the same thing. They thought it was a crazy idea, but I said, well, let's see where it goes. But so a lot of the customers, all of the customers, I haven't had anybody drink too much. You know, most of the people who come on tour with us are, have good judgment. And so mm-hmm. they really just have a glass of wine at each stop, and it's a 4-hour tour total. So three glasses of wine in 4 hours,
They're
working out in between. You can really, with these electric bikes, you can get as much or as little of a workout as you want to.
Oh, I want to talk about that. How fast do they go, and how do you work hard or less hard as you want to?
Right. So, yeah.
I'm more particularly interested in the less hard. I mean, you know, I got to balance with
right.
my wine.
Yeah, you want it to be relaxing. You really do.
Yeah.
These bikes, they have the motor in the back hub here.
I see it, yeah.
The battery is here on the frame. And then you also have an electronic, this is kind of your control panel right here on the handlebar. Mm-hmm. So there's five levels of pedal assist.
Oh.
So yeah, when you turn the bikes on, it starts out at a zero, which mm-hmm. means there's nothing assisting you. So you can, these bikes are pretty heavy too. So they're about 55 pounds with the battery mm-hmm. in it. And so if you left it on a zero pedal assist, you get a really, really good workout. So you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to do that, Laffers. I'm just being honest.
No, I don't either.
You don't either?
Never leave it on a zero.
Okay.
So you can go up to a level five. And just what that means is you really have to kind of experience it to realize what those different levels are. Mm-hmm. Level one is just minimal. The motor's assisting you minimally. Mm-hmm. Level two, and you go all the way up to a level five, and then it's really easy. Mm. There's also a throttle here on the handlebar, so you can push this throttle down, and mm-hmm. and you don't have to pedal at all.
Ow.
Yeah.
I'm loving all these tips. Yeah. You'll have to show me that one.
Unless you're going up a really steep hill, which we only go up one or two hills like that, then you do have to pedal a little bit to assist the motor.
Okay.
It's not going to get you all the way. It's not powerful enough to get you all the way up a steep hill.
Okay. The battery, is that removable or is it something you plug the bike into a wall? How does that work?
Yeah, the battery comes out of the frame and I just take it inside my house and it plugs into a wall, just like kind of with a laptop charger cord.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it take long to charge then?
It takes 5-6 hours sometimes to charge up a battery.
So you would likely charge it after you take a group out?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it expensive to maintain e-bikes or electric bikes?
I would say, my experience, it's no more expensive than a normal bike.
Mm.
And I've been learning a lot as I go. I'm kind of becoming a little bit of a bike mechanic.
Mm, I bet.
Yeah.
So wearing that hat too as
right,
well. Yeah.
Right. I can keep them lubed up. I can change the brake pads, do all that stuff. So
that's impressive.
Yeah, it's been a good learning experience.
Yeah. I think the Shenandoah Valley Winery Tour was a great pivot for you. It sounds like you've increased your customer base as a result of that.
Yeah, it's been successful, I'd say. It's just a weekend job, just kind of a little bit something extra that I wanted to do and explore and see what came of it. So that's where I am now.
Okay. When you set up the Shenandoah Valley Winery Tour, did you call the different wineries and say, hey, this is my business, this is what I plan to do? Do they know you're coming, in other words?
Yeah.
When
I first started coming, I stopped at all the wineries along the route and I introduced myself and said, hey, I'm going to bring some e-bikers here, a group of e-bikers. And of course, they were welcoming. They welcomed the extra business. I think I'm providing them a little extra business. So it's been a good relationship with those wineries.
Do you have to be a certain age or height? Is there any restrictions on the use of the bikes?
No, there's not. The wineries, they'll take all ages, so you can bring your kids, your dog, if you have a way to carry it on a bike. That's fine.
Okay.
Someone just asked me the other day, hey, can I bring my dog in a backpack? And I said, okay. That's fine with me, but you have to carry
a little dog. That's cute.
So the wineries really don't have any age restrict. You know, I think there's one winery that is pretty strict about 21 plus, but that's on the Crozet side of the mountain. So we just make sure that we don't have anyone under 21. But for most of the wineries, they'll welcome all ages as long as they're with an adult.
Where is the starting point for the Shenandoah Valley Winery Tour? I'm imagining, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that this, you sign up, you buy a ticket, you're meeting the group of people going on that tour at a certain place. Where is that
right.
certain place?
So when people sign up, they automatically get a confirmation email from the website, and it tells them the address. And we meet at the Edinburgh Mill in the town of Edinburgh. It's a town-owned property. They also have the Edinburgh Mill restaurant in the bottom of that.
Yeah.
They've got a museum in there. And so we meet in the back parking lot there and just kind of do an orientation of the bicycles and do a quick safety brief, and then we hit the road.
What are the biggest safety tips? What are the things that people who go on this tour should watch out for specifically?
So I always tell people, you know, if you know how to ride a bike, then you're going to be fine on an electric bike. You know, it just takes a little bit of getting used to when you start pedaling and you feel the motor kick in. It'll kind of make you feel like Superman or Superwoman. I mean, it's because you can go.
I like that.
Yeah, you can go farther and faster than you would
on a regular
bike.
Yeah.
But it's the same operation. Just one little extra control, just the pedal assist level, and off you go. But what I always tell people is, you know, the brakes are the most important part. So I always double check the brakes to make sure that they're working before we start the tour. And, you know, we're riding on roads. So I always tell people that, especially in this area, in a rural, mm-hmm. in a rural part of the state, you know, a lot of customers come from Northern Virginia, Pennsylvania, suburban areas, and they're here to enjoy the weekend. They're on vacation. So I always tell people, you know, people around here aren't quite as used to seeing bicyclists, especially mm-hmm. a big group on the road. And so I always try to be courteous of them. And if there's cars behind us that want to pass us, mm-hmm. some people are hesitant to do that, some drivers. And so I'll just pull over. We'll have our whole group pull off on the shoulder and let them pass.
Mm-hmm. Were you involved as a kid in biking? How did this passion for biking happen for you? Or is this new to you?
No, I mean, I've never been... Well, I've always ridden my bike just for recreation, starting out 5 years old. Mm-hmm. I just loved riding bikes. So I would ride around. I grew up in Northern Virginia, so I'd ride around my neighborhood, ride to the 7-Eleven at the shopping center, and I was just out on my bike all day. But I was never involved in any organized
like cycling group or anything.
Raced, and I never did it seriously. I never put on the spandex or anything like that. So I just always
not Lance Armstrong Laffers. Yeah. You look like you could be a cousin there. But you didn't really have that kind of experience. You just were out on Skyline Drive. Like you said, this is beautiful. How mm-hmm. can more people enjoy it
exactly.
in a fun way? And that sparked the idea. That must have been interesting to start a business then. That first year with the pandemic, did mm-hmm. that have, what kind of impact did that have on your business?
Well, like I said, I bought my first one in 2019, so I kind of wanted to do it in 2020, mm-hmm. And then coronavirus ruined everything. And so, but actually,
indeed.
But I think it was actually a good thing because it gave me more time to plan.
Yeah.
And then 2021, I started it and I'm learning as I go.
What is the feedback from your customers in terms of their favorite parts of the Shenandoah Valley Winery Tour? Or what are some things they've told you that they like about it the most?
I think the views are...
They are spectacular, Laffers. Yes.
Some of the best in the country, mm-hmm. in my opinion, and mm-hmm. I think in a lot of their opinions. The feeling of riding the e-bikes too, I think, and that's what got me on an e-bike. I used to ride a motorcycle for a few years right after I graduated from college, and now I have a family and a wife, so I don't ride a motorcycle anymore, too risky. But mm-hmm. when I bought this e-bike, it just kind of gave me that feeling of freedom.
What kind of bike did you have? Motorcycle?
It was just a little Suzuki.
Okay.
650. Yeah, it was
not one of those. You're not going to Sturgis, I guess,
no,
or something.
No.
Sturgis. I learned about that. I have some friends that drive Harleys, and they go to that every
year.
I've heard
about it.
Yeah, it's quite the event for motorcycle people, which obviously I'm not. The way I'm talking about it. Okay. I just wanted to see what kind of background you had. What enhances the experience the most for people that might not be regular cyclists at all?
Well, and I meant to mention this before, but when I say that if you know how to ride a bike, you know how to ride an electric bike. Mm-hmm. Some people, I've had a few, not very many, but I've had a few people who came and said, I haven't ridden a bike in 20 years or 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they get on the bike and they look so unsteady. So the saying about you never forget how to ride a bike, I don't think that's true.
Okay.
For most people, it is. For most people,
but a couple of
there's
people,
there's a few who don't.
Yeah.
Who don't remember? But and so I've had to ask them. I'd say I don't think you should. Mm. I think maybe you should meet us at the wineries and drive your car.
Yeah. Be safety first.
Yeah, safety first. But that's just a few. Most people
catch on and remember.
Yes.
That's good. Yeah, do you have a memorable moment or story from one of your tours that stands out to you?
It's honestly I don't have one specific, but I just enjoy, I mean, I think I'm kind of like you where I enjoy talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really an extrovert. I'm kind of in the middle between introvert and extrovert. So it kind of takes a lot out of me, but I still enjoy talking to people and getting to know, you know, where they are in life, you know, what they do for a living and over a glass of wine. So
those are my kind of people. I think I'm going to need to take one of these Burgee bike tours.
I'd be glad to have you.
Yeah, I think my husband and I are going to have to do this. Do you do them on Sundays? What are
your Saturdays and Sundays.
Thank
yep.
you.
So yeah, we start the last weekend in April, and we go all the way through the first weekend in November.
Mm.
And there's a few weekends here and there where I don't schedule any just for family vacations, but most weekends we're out there.
Okay. 4 hours. What time do you usually meet in the morning?
We meet at 1:30 in the afternoon.
You did say that. Yeah. It's because lunch is included?
Lunch is not included. So eat lunch before you come. We'll meet at 1:30 to have a little orientation with the bicycles and then hit the road by 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be back at the starting point by 6 o'clock. So it's 4 hours on the road, but not really because we stop at
the three wineries.
Yeah.
And now you are adding another tour or did this year.
I Croze. Did. Yeah. It's just kind of a test run to see kind of, I know in the Charlottesville Croze area, they are, I think they were voted the 2023 wine region of the year by some wine magazine. So I thought, you know,
so maybe, it's true.
So I thought you know, people over there, there's quite a few wineries over there.
Yeah.
The real challenge I think is to, you have to find an area with a cluster of wineries with low traffic on the roads. So you can ride your bikes on the roads between the wineries, but you have to find roads where there's very little traffic.
Mm-hmm. It's safer.
Yeah, it's safer.
And the customers feel more comfortable too, because that was the challenge in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like you said, I'm starting a tour over in the Croze area, and I'm doing it once per month this year just to kind of test it out and see how it goes.
Okay. What was the magazine? I know it was teasing, but I'm sure it's a lovely magazine. Yeah, Do you remember?
I don't know the name of it. It's some big wine magazine.
There, you heard it right here on the Virginia's for Laughers podcast. Some big wine magazine. What do you see in the future for e-bike tours? Do you see it evolving your business? Are you aware of other businesses? Are they similar than yours?
I think in the last 5 to 10 years that the e-bikes and e-scooters, they've kind of been exploding the popularity.
Yeah.
Not the batteries, but the batteries too have been exploding.
Really?
You hear some news stories about some aftermarket batteries that catch fire. So you want to be careful what brand you buy, make sure it's reputable. But the popularity has been exploding in the last 5 or 10 years. And so I think that it's only going to continue to get more popular. You know, people want to be outside, and this is just one fun way to do that.
Okay. So maybe evolving means more of it is what you're seeing or thinking could happen.
Yeah, I think so. I think specifically the e-bike winery tours, I've seen 2 or 3 others around the country and then maybe a couple in Europe that in my research, but it's really not many.
Yeah. I think you're onto something. You've built a really nice niche that you brought to our community. We're actually in the city of Broadway today, which is about 15, 20 minutes north of Harrisonburg, Virginia, which is where I came from to record this podcast, just to give you some geographical context for those laughers that don't necessarily live in the Shenandoah Valley, so you have some idea where you are. And then the Shenandoah Valley Winery Tour is in Edinburgh, which is how far from where we're sitting right now.
So it takes me exactly 30 minutes to get from my house to Edinburgh.
Okay. So that's north of here, right? North,
yeah, you go out to Newmarket and then get on the interstate and go north.
So heading toward Nova or Northern right. Virginia.
Okay. Yeah, towards Winchester.
Towards Winchester. I like Winchester too, laughers. If you haven't been there, I would definitely check it out. I would like to one day do a podcast with the Shenandoah Valley Museum, which is lovely up there. So definitely check that out. What challenges have you faced in running an e-bike tour business? And how have you overcome them, Burgess? I know, it's the million-dollar question.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is my first experience being a entrepreneur, business owner, and I've had some pretty good inspiration for that. My mom and dad owned a business and an ice cream store business.
Really?
They just retired a few years ago, but so yeah, they were business owners. I've got a couple of friends from college who are business owners, so that I've had some inspirations to give me good examples. But I think just the challenge is that, something may not work out that you thought was going to work out. And I told you about that, mm-hmm. The Skyline Drive Tour wasn't very popular. It was too much traffic. And so you just kind of have to figure out if you really want to do something that, if you have to figure out what people want, what customers want, and change what you want to do to accommodate that if you want to be successful.
Were your parents a couple of ones that thought you might be a little bit crazy doing this?
Yeah.
Do you want to admit that?
I won't name names, but yeah, I had a few naysayers, but that's okay.
Everybody does, yeah. Right? That's all right. We persevere, and right. What is the worst thing that can happen? It doesn't work out, and mm-hmm. then you make a change or you move on.
Right.
It's not the worst thing to try something. The best thing usually comes right after that, and I think you did land on something. Do you see yourself creating or testing out different kinds of tours? You're testing out Crozet right now, once a month.
Right.
Do you have other ones that are kind of floating around your head you might want to try?
I thought about doing something closer to Northern Virginia, just to get all those DC, Northern Virginia people, potential customers. But there's just a lot more traffic up there, like mm-hmm. in Loudoun County, for instance.
Right.
That I was not comfortable doing that. So for the time being, I'm happy with the Shenandoah Valley Tour and maybe expanding to continue with Crozet next year. I haven't 100% decided on to continue that. It's just because it's a little bit of a longer drive for me.
Yeah.
It's about an hour drive as opposed to 30 minutes. And I guess another challenge is finding employees to help out. I do work with a couple of great people. One who I work with in my day job, and he wanted to help out doing this as well. He's had a lot of fun doing it. And then another lady that I found on Craigslist when I advertised for bicycle tour guides.
Okay.
She's been great too. So I would like to find a few more people to help out for next year. But so if anybody wants to be an e-bike tour guide.
Wow. Then you got to get in contact.
Me.
That's right. I actually have a nephew looking for a job right now. I'll have to connect him to you after this show. He's starting JMU. He's a sophomore.
Okay, great.
This year. Okay. Or wait, he might be younger than that. Don't get upset with me, Shawnee. Anyway, I might have just found you a job. We'll see. What advice would you give somebody considering to do their first bike e-tour, whether it's yours or somewhere else?
I would just say that, I don't know. I like I said, what I always tell people is if you're comfortable riding a bicycle, then you're most likely going to be comfortable on an e-bike. You just have to, it just takes a little bit of getting used to. And so specifically for mine, I just tell people that make sure you're comfortable riding on a road with sometimes vehicles that are going to be passing by. We're not on a separated bike path or anything like that. So you don't want to freak out when cars pass you and
just relax.
Just relax. Yeah, that's the whole point of starting my business and doing the winery e-bike winery tour and, and even the Skyline Drive tour. My initial my idea was for it to be relaxing. You get a little bit of a workout in, and you enjoy the views, enjoy nature, and just have fun. So you don't want to be worried about cars passing you and running off the road if you're not comfortable with that.
No, we don't want that. Are the seats comfortable? What do you think about those?
They're okay. They're okay. Yeah.
So the stops are nice because of that. Nice. And you're only on it. Well, you're not on it really for entire hours because you do stop, like you said.
Right. Yeah. The longest leg of the longest leg of our trip is about 30 minutes, 35 minutes. And then after that, we get to get off and have a nice break. And then so that's the longest duration you're on it for one time is about 35 minutes.
That's pretty exciting. What would you say, it just came to me, I got excited. What would you say is the oldest participant that you've had?
We've had, so it's funny, a lot of the riders who book tours are, I would say, in their 50s and 60s. That's a big part of the clientele who's interested in this when their kids are old enough for them to leave them home alone or they're off to college or something like that.
Yes, and the empty nesters.
The empty nesters, exactly.
We have a good old time.
You do. Yeah,
and we deserve it.
You're a fun generation.
Thank you very much.
I must say.
We know how to do it, laughers. So that's typically what you see.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I've had anybody over 80, but
it's
maybe in their 70s.
Yes. And then what's your youngest? Because you can bring their kids.
Yeah, you can bring your kids.
What's your youngest?
We've had somebody bring their kid who's 11 years old, but they were a big 11. Mm. I tell people if they can fit on an adult-sized bike, they're welcome.
Then it'll work.
And if you're comfortable with them riding on the road, then they can come.
Okay.
So I just recommend 13 and older is what I recommend.
And we recommend that for our comedy shows as well. For real. PG-13, that's Berg.
Yeah.
Bergie Bike Tours is PG-13 as well.
Yeah, I'm excited to see one of your comedy tours. I really am.
Yeah. I like that you said tours because we want to...
Our comedy shows, I'm sorry.
Comedy shows, but we want to plan one of those next year for sure with our Uncorked Laughter as a wine class and comedy experience. So cool. I'm going to have to talk about some more things after this because I see some fun things we could maybe do.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, let's do it. I want to say, is there something that we haven't talked about today? Because this is so new to me. I feel like I don't want to miss sharing something with the laughers that they should know. Is there something we haven't maybe talked about that you feel would be helpful to them or that they should know about e-bikes or your business?
I can't think of anything else. I mean, like I said before, the whole purpose is to relax and have fun. Tell your friends and family if they come to visit you from out of town. It's a fun thing to do on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon, in my opinion.
Seems like it to me too.
So just tell your friends and family. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. What happens, before we wrap up here, just curiosity, what happens if there's bad weather?
Yeah.
So, then what is the, what happens? The customer gets their money back. They complain right. another time.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So I'm constantly watching the weather. Mm-hmm. So I watch it, and if there's any sort of threats of thunderstorms, I watch that. A lot of times, the meteorologists are wrong. Sorry, Aubrey Urbanowicz, but you are.
And I know wrong Aubrey a lot, too. But, hello.
But a lot of times the weather does change.
Yeah. And
so I constantly watch it. If it's going to be really bad weather, I'll try to wait as long as I can, like the day before, and I'll cancel it and then offer people a refund if they're coming from out of town, or I'll offer to reschedule for a later date.
Okay.
Yep.
And before we say how people can follow you, what would you say is the most rewarding part of what you do? We talked about the challenges. What is the most rewarding part about doing this business for you?
I just have a lot of fun with it. I think I think the most rewarding part is meeting the people, seeing where they're coming from and what they do for a living, and just kind of talking over a glass of wine. And it's also pretty cool seeing how some of my friends and family have built businesses, and then just kind of using them as inspiration, like I said, and I'm just enjoying the whole thing.
Enjoying the journey is what I'm hearing, which is a good word for all of us. Life is certainly full of its ups and downs. My main therapist says every day is grief and gratitude. So the more we can enjoy the journey and roll with the punches and relax like you can with Burgee bike tours, the happier we'll have.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. So as we wrap up here, how best can the Laffers follow you on social media and otherwise to get more information?
Right. So I'm on, I've got my website, burgeebiketours.com. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram, so follow me there, and I try to post regular pictures. I don't always do the best, but I try to do that.
Same here.
I did my first Instagram reel a couple of weeks ago.
All right, high five. Yeah. Good job.
So that's been fun.
All right, you're doing great.
Yeah,
what was the reel, real quick? What was it about?
It was just a compilation of some video that I took on the ride and people enjoying themselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. And your website is right here, burgeebiketours.com, right there.
There it is.
Where you can get all the tickets and information of both of the tours they have available, the Shenandoah Valley Winery Tour and then the Crozet Wine Tour, at least for this year. So we'll see what happens next year. And thank you so much today, Burgess, for sharing with us about all things Burgee Bike Tours. It has certainly been a pleasure talking with you. I had a total blast. So thanks again for coming on the show.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Dawn. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. And also, Laffers, to get more information on all that they have to offer, frequently asked questions, ticket prices, sign up, all of that is at burgeebiketours.com. That's B-U-R-G-E biketours.com. Also, Laffers, thank you for tuning in today and spending time with us. We really enjoy you and appreciate your support. We keep growing because of you. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Please like, share, and give this podcast a like, subscribe, follow, tell a friend, all those wonderful things. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts and also now on YouTube, housed on the Funny Womax YouTube channel, which is pretty exciting. So we are looking forward to adding some more stand-up clips here in the future. So get ready for that, I guess. And also don't forget that discount on Prepopsterous using promo code LAUGH15. That way you can save 15% on the absurdly flavorful gourmet popcorn they have to offer. Tons of salty and sweet treats to choose from. So you just go visit their website at prepopsterous.com. That's PrepopsterouS.com today and get you some. That way you can munch on it when you join me on next week's episode. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us today, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womack and Friends. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to a FWAF show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to thefunnywomacks.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.